With their superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Shift work linked to heightened risk of type 2 diabetes. Shift work is linked to a heightened risk of developing type 2 diabetes, with the risk seemingly greatest among men and those working rotating shift patterns, indicates an analysis of the available evidence published online in Occupational and Environmental Medicine. The authors retrieved 12 international studies involving more than 226,500 participants. When they pooled all the results together, they calculated that any period of shift work was associated with a 9% increased risk of developing diabetes compared with working normal office hours. This heightened risk rose to 37% for men after further analysis to look at the potential effects of gender, job, shift schedule, body mass index, family history of diabetes, and physical activity levels. Monitoring the rise and fall of the microbiome. Trillions of bacteria live in each person's digestive tract. And to help shed light on the role of these bacteria, a team of researchers from MIT tracked fluctuations in the bacterial populations of two research subjects over a full year. The findings described in the journal Genome Biology suggest that while these populations are fairly stable, they undergo daily fluctuations in response to changes in diet and other factors. For example, an increase in fiber correlated with a boost in the populations of Bifidobacteria, Roseberia, and Eubacteria rectale. The study began in 2009, and for 1 year, the two subjects in the study collected daily stool samples so bacterial populations could be measured. They also used an iPhone app to track lifestyle factors such as diet, sleep, mood, and exercise, generating a huge amount of data. The ultimate goal, researchers say, is to generate data from individual patients that could be analyzed to produce a personalized monitoring system that could detect when someone is heading for trouble and recommend dietary changes that could help. Coming up, more superhuman news in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Total darkness at night is the key to success of breast cancer therapy. Exposure to light at night, which shuts off nighttime production of the hormone melatonin, renders breast cancer completely resistant to tamoxifen, a widely used breast cancer drug. The Tulane University School of Medicine study, published in the journal Cancer Research, is the first to show that melatonin is vital to the success of tamoxifen in treating breast cancer. Melatonin by itself delayed the formation of tumors and significantly slowed their growth, but tamoxifen caused a dramatic regression of tumors in animals, with either high nighttime levels of melatonin during complete darkness or those receiving melatonin supplementation during dim light at night exposure. These findings have potentially enormous implications for women being treated with tamoxifen and regularly exposed to light at night due to sleep problems, working night shifts, or exposed to light from computer or TV screens. Running reduces risk of death regardless of duration or speed. Running for only a few minutes a day or at slow speeds may significantly reduce a person's risk of death from cardiovascular disease compared to someone who does not run, according to a study published today in the Journal of American College of Cardiology. Exercise is well established as a way to prevent heart disease and is a key component of an overall healthy life. Researchers studied 55,137 adults between the ages of 18 and 100 over a 15-year period to determine whether there is a relationship between running and longevity. Compared with non-runners, the runners had a 30% lower risk of death from all causes and a 45% lower risk of death from heart disease or stroke. Runners, on average, live 3 years longer compared to non-runners. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by blogger and friend of the show, Con Santori Davison, to talk about inner city food desert blues. Then we're going to change it up during the second hour, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Brad Schoenfeld to talk about a recent paper that he published addressing natural bodybuilding contest preparation. How resistance training and cardiovascular training work hand in hand to build the best possible physique. But let's get started. Con, how you doing?
Excellent. How's it going, Carl?
Fantastic. So before we even get started about food deserts, I want to ask you a question. Did you know about, well, you actually forwarded, I think, the article about PETA offering to pay people's water bills in Detroit if they would switch to a vegan diet. What was your impression of that? How did you take it away?
I took it as a disgusting way for them to promote themselves by flagging on people they really don't care about.
Well, if you take someone who is in dire financial straits and say to them, I'll help you out of your dire financial straits if you do something that you normally wouldn't do, that you would go against your own code of ethics to do. We've seen this in history by very, very desperate groups before, right?
Right. Well, they took people who are destitute and exploiting them, and they took a story that's making national headlines and attached themselves to it. If PETA really cared, actually really cared about the people, they would look into why there's so few places in the inner city to buy organic fruits and vegetables. They don't say anything about that. They just want everybody to go vegan so they can attach their name to a popular story.
I agree 100%. So let's go ahead and talk about this now. There's a lot of people out there who believe there are food deserts because they probably live in them. And then there are people who don't want to admit it maybe or whatever. I even had a scientist come on my show and say that there's really no such thing as a food desert because you can always find food, you know, whether it's fast food or grocery stores, you can always find food. So what do you think of that attitude that there really is no such thing as a food desert?
Well, you can make the technical argument that you can take a city like Detroit and say, well, you know, it's 139 miles square foot, and every mile or 2 miles, there's this store, there's that store, there's this store. But when you look closer at the quality and the options you have, there's no question. It's not even a discussion. It is a reality that a place like Detroit is a food desert. Your access to high-quality meat and vegetables and fruit of all kinds is slim. It's the slimmest I've ever seen.
Well, now I'll tell you something funny. So right before the show, I looked at the USDA.gov website, actually has a food desert atlas that looks at low income and low access and combines these two factors and puts it into ratios of between 1 and 10 miles, half mile and 10 miles, 1 and 20 miles, or you only using vehicle access, and then takes the overlay and puts low access and income into the scenario. And when you look at Detroit, I mean, I'll tell you what looks drastically very similar to Detroit. If you go west to Lansing and then come straight down to Indiana and northern Ohio, these are nothing. I mean, by the USDA's own website, these are food deserts. They're saying it right there.
Oh, I have to check that out.
I know. I just stumbled upon this. So the question then becomes, what constitutes a food desert? So if there's a Wendy's, McDonald's, Church's Chicken, or whatever within walking distance, is that not still a food desert because you're being almost being sequestered into a situation where you have no other choices but to eat those foods?
Right, and it depends on how loosely or how intimately you're going to define the phrase food desert. You know, if we're talking about top-notch, healthy food, no pesticides, no GMOs, you know, it's a food desert 1,000 times over. If you just want to say access to food and let food be a general there, let it be loosely, well, of course there's access to food, but that food is also the same thing that's keeping the inner city community sick and on those little scooters they ride to grocery stores with.
Well, now, so talk about your own personal experience. Now, you live in the suburbs of Detroit now, right?
Right, for the last five and a half years.
Okay, so how is it much easier now that you live in the burbs to find good quality food, or are you still challenged just not as far to drive?
No, it's 10 times easier, and it's two big things you have to take into consideration, Carl. Even if your option is only the big chain, the Super Kmart or the Super Walmart or the Myers or the Kroger, if that's all you have, and the further you go out, the more options you have at those stores. The neighborhood Myers won't have grass meat. It won't have an organic section of vegetables. But you go 15, 20 miles out to a more affluent part of town, and you will see grass-fed meat, maybe two different brands. You will see not just organic apples, but organic strawberries, organic peaches, organic pears, organic kale.
Interesting.
You will have options. So the further you go out, in the more affluent neighborhood, and this also includes the sales papers. The stuff you get in the mail and coupons you get and advertisements you get are different depending on your zip code and the stores you live near. So, you know, and me personally, I have the luxury of living next to someone who buys meat directly from Michigan farmers, you know, GMO-free, all grass-fed, cage-free. And so I have that luxury that he's 2 miles away. So that's my main resource.
Okay, but now let me play devil's advocate, and I'm not saying that the grocery industry are devils, but let me play an advocacy here. Well, if we put this stuff in those stores, Con, we end up throwing it away because nobody buys it. So would the logical next steps be for organizations who understand the linkage between nutrition and disease to start infiltrating the communities? Because if the people ask for it, I have to believe Kroger's and Myers will carry it. We have that here in Louisville. I have a Kroger's close to my home, and I have a Kroger's close to the studio. The Kroger's close to the studio is on the fringe of downtown, you know, the city of Louisville. My Kroger's is out in the suburbs. I can go to these two Kroger stores and see vastly different offerings on the shelves. So should it start with, or should we be talking about an education process for the people in the inner city so they start asking for these things, and then the grocery managers start bringing it in because they know it's not going to perish and throw it away. They're going to sell it.
It's a yes to that question and another question. Because first, we can look at the example of Native Americans. Once they realize that the food they were being given by the government was making them sick and obese and disease-ridden, they made an effort from within to stop eating that way and be sure they had the resources to eat their ancestral diets, according to Native Americans. Now, we need to do the same thing with the inner city and African American community, start from within. The problem is that when you have people that are destitute and are struggling with gas, light, and water bills, the last thing on their mind is trying to get GMO-free and organic food in the store. It's hard for them to make that a priority because they have so many other issues.
This is a really good point. We're going to take our first break right now on this point. When we come back, I want to pick it up on the other side, and we're also going to plug Con Centauri Davison's new clothing line and his blog. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I'm gonna have to change this. Welcome back. We're talking with blogger Con Santori Davison. Also, check out his clothing line at primalimmortality.com. The Be Immortal clothing line is there for you to wear and show people where you stand in your own life. Check it out. So, Con, what about that?
Yes.
So, are we being petty by even discussing this? We have people in these communities who have bigger challenges, as you put so clearly as we're going into the break, than finding a piece of grass-fed beef. In fact, they probably don't even care about GMO versus organic. So are we foolish? Should we wait for them to come around and look for this information? Or should is there an intrinsic value in telling them about this now? Will it help their lives now?
Yes, because you can't ignore it and you can't just not say nothing. You know, what you have to depend on is two things. One, the people who have the disposable income and have the means, you need them to make enough noise. And so the people below them on the income scale pay attention because it's a group effort. If everybody plays a part in it, and once you get people, financial means kind of on hardship times, if you can get them to at least pay attention. And then maybe when they're out of those times, maybe when they get a little further along where they need to be, maybe they'll make the decisions according to the health they need to make.
Why is
so it's like an investment.
Why is it being concerned about the quality of your food is seen as a mentality of the elite? And the reason I ask this is this. I happen to be one of the forerunners of the cellular telephone business. I was the second agent that Craig McCaw signed up for Cellular One when I lived in Las Vegas. And back then, the only people that could afford cell phones, handhelds were $2,200 to $2,800. They were real estate lawyers, real estate people, doctors, Indian chiefs. The bill was $500-$700 a month. And it was seen as a product that was exclusively designed for very, very elite people. And then by driving the prices down and making it affordable for the masses, now there are people who can't afford a lot of things, but they have a cell phone. Why is it that food is seen, caring about your food, searching for quality of food is seen as something that's exclusively elite?
Because it hasn't been driven down our throats hard enough, and the bad food is too accessible. Uh-huh. You know, that's the one problem right there. Now, this would be a different conversation. Just think, Carl, if organic and GMO-free food was 100% as equally accessible as the opposite. Then you're just asking somebody to make a different decision at the counter.
Right.
That's a much different, you know, that's a lot easier to do if all the options are there present in front of you. You don't have to read, research, go on the internet. A lot of people, you got to remember, Carl, we're reprogramming people in minds because what they think is healthy, it's not healthy. So a lot of it is just that. We're just reprogramming what people always thought to do considering health.
Do you find that your peers are in the same mindset as you, or do your peers say to you, you know, Con, why do you waste your time? You know, oh, look, check out Con. He doesn't eat GMO. Do you get ridiculed for your desire to, you obviously understand the link between food and health. Do you get ridiculed for your desire to eat healthy, or do people go, yeah, you know, I should be doing that too?
I don't get ridiculed. Now, when I first became a vegetarian, when I did that experiment years ago, I got ridiculed. I don't get ridiculed now, and for one simple reason is because I've achieved the physical aesthetics to make a statement about it. So nobody wants to challenge me because, you know, I've was eating right in the gym. I'm making a statement saying, hey, this is what's possible if you do this, this, and this. So nobody can challenge that.
So how much of it is your upbringing? You lovingly post photos all the time of your grandparents who really had a hand in raising you. And how open-minded was, I mean, we've talked about your grandmother's diary on the air, how diligent she was to take note of certain things in the day. Was she a forerunner? Was she one of these folks who got it a long time ago and understood that good nutrition leads to good health and ignoring good nutrition leads to bad health?
A little bit, yes and no. I think a lot of her decisions were just historical decisions. You know, she grew up eating meat and vegetables, and that's what she usually always ate. And you throw in a little pasta, spaghetti, or maybe some cornbread or a pound cake. But for the most part, it was a meat and a vegetable. And if there was a carb involved, it usually was a pound cake. I just think as life went on, she adapted to what the doctors and the medical professionals pounded in her. Well, you need to eat this, you need to eat this, blood sugar, you need more medication. So a lot of it was me being inspired by her, but also me understanding that if you give a doctor too much control over your life, you know, it's very poor consequences that you will receive. And that's how I almost look at her as almost just being somewhat of a slave to the pharmaceutical industry,
right?
Because it was just so many prescriptions, and when that one stopped working, they'd give her another one. I even remember my grandfather just throwing them all away one day because he was just getting so frustrated, because the more she took, the sicker she got. When in reality, when she didn't take any of them and just ate, you know, what she was supposed to eat, ate things that made her feel good, she was fine.
Right. Let's talk about this article that you forwarded to me this morning on my Facebook page about the Kercheval Avenue closure for the farmers market. Some people like it, some people don't. So would you say that the ones that don't like it are not really seeing the benefits of having it there, or do you feel that it's been designed structurally to shut them out?
I believe it's a little bit of both. It was put there for a certain part of the community, not Detroit, but for the suburbs. It was put there to benefit that particular part of the community. And in Detroit, there's so many suburb areas where you're in Detroit and you go across the street and you're in a different city altogether.
Right.
And so with that being said, the people in Detroit, by the way it was built, by the way it was positioned, by the way it was structured, it seems rather obvious that this was not put here for our benefit. It was put there for their benefit, and how come we all can't? It's a farmer's market.
So they could have just put a door on the side where they created a dead end, and it would have been a different feel entirely, right?
Exactly. It's just a matter of a floor plan. You know, it was a bad floor plan, and it was a floor plan used to shut one part of the community out.
In fact, it's more accessible to another. It's designed where the back of the building is facing the neighborhood that is feeling shut out. Think about it. If you build something and face the back of it at somebody, it's because you don't want them in it, right?
Exactly. And this just puts a strong exclamation point to the problem the city has always had. Where, like I said previously, where you always have to go further. You have to get in the car in the freeway to go out and buy the kind of food and produce and meat that you want to buy, because your options within city lines aren't many.
Let's plug your blog before we go into this next break. What is the URL for your blog?
Oh, KahnD.com.
KahnD.com. And, of course, we just gave the website Primal Immortality to check out Khan's clothing line. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm actually staying on time today. The folks at GCN are loving me. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
The government may be watching us, but he's watching the government. He's Carl Lenore, only on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Okay, was geht ab? Guten Morgen, es ist 7:30 hier auf We Got Soul.
Welcome back. Later in the show, Dr. Brad Schoenfeld is going to tell us the best mix for being a natural bodybuilder and getting competition ready. And this means anybody out there who wants to look good. Don't just think it's about bodybuilding competitions. Right now we're talking with Consantori Davison about the food deserts out there. They definitely do exist. In fact, I found a really good document, Con, from John Hopkins University. They did research on Baltimore, and their research ended up influencing the progression and distribution of farmers markets. Now, unfortunately, they did this as opposed to economically rated neighborhoods. They did it racially, which actually is probably a better choice, quite frankly, because it speaks to some of the challenges of the economically underserved areas and the greatest concentration of racial disparity as well. But as a result of their research, more farmers markets were put in to that I-83 corridor, which is really the predominantly African-American neighborhoods, and there's fewer of them now in the what are considered predominantly white neighborhoods. So you think, is it that simple? Is it because the people in the farmers markets, they want to go where people want their food. If they just started setting up in the quote-unquote food deserts, do you think that people would come and buy, or do you think that they would look at it and go, nah, that's not for me?
I would think that question ranges from city to city. I think you have to pick your spots. No, Detroit is one of those places where you could walk three blocks straight and it's beautiful. You know, every lawn is cut. Every house looks awesome. And then you walk one block over and it looks comparable to a war zone.
Right.
And so you pick your spots, you know, because anything is better than what you have now where you're driving maybe 10 to 15 miles.
Right.
You know, so if you're in a place, even if it's a 5-mile radius, and a decent bit of advertisement, people will come, because in Detroit, in a lot of neighborhoods, they're mixed up as far as income-wise.
Right.
You know, because some people prefer to stay here because they really want to be here and they believe in the city. And so they still live here.
Right.
And so that's another aspect you have to think of when you're going to put, even if it's a weekend farmer's market, that's even if that's all it is, there's still plenty of spots here that if you put one there and you get the word out, people will come.
Alisa talked about on this past Casual Friday that along with the resurgence of food trucks, which you and I probably remember as kids, would always go to factories, so factory workers would come out and buy their lunch. But now they're almost gourmet now, food trucks. That there's also a renaissance of sorts in the fruit man who used to walk down the street or had a horse-drawn carriage, and he would shout to the people, you know, strawberries and stuff. Are you seeing any of that where you are in the burbs? Are you seeing any of these independent guys or gals coming down in the neighborhoods trying to sell their produce?
Very little, every now and then. And in the burbs, not as much, because there's enough of a sprinkle of organic stores that sell organic fruit and things like that. But I'm glad you brought that up, because roughly about 7-8 years ago, I spent 10 days over in London. And I was in a very, very rough neighborhood. In fact, they said I was in a neighborhood that Jack the Ripper had walked the street.
Whitechapel. It's called Whitechapel.
Yeah, right. And I remember even right below, I stayed in a little loft above a shish kebab shop. And right below it, it was prostitutes would do their business there. But right next to that, Carl, there was a liquor store. And outside of it, it had a fruit stand. It had bananas, oranges, lemons and apples, and I had never ever seen an actual fruit stand sitting outside of a liquor store in Detroit. Growing up, I was like, wow, they got an actual fruit stand,
right?
You know, outside. Now, I was just really amazed, and I figured if it's there, somebody had to be eating it or it wouldn't be there.
And think about it. I mean, why can't we just do that here? There are so many people out there that are out of work today. They're all looking for opportunities and jobs. I mean, it's a very, very noble task to help feed people, especially feed people good food. I mean, why don't we see people out there going to their farmer market, creating a relationship with somebody who has either certified organic or maybe unsprayed? There's a lot of farmers out there today who go, look, we haven't sprayed in a decade, but we have not bothered to have the organic certification done just because of the cost and everything that goes along with it. But I can tell you that this stuff has never been sprayed. That's even a step up from the stuff that you're getting at the grocery store. I see an opportunity for a cottage business here, a cottage industry here.
Yeah, I do too. It's just getting people to believe in it, because, I mean, we have it here. It's just one or two of everything. We have a place called Eastern Market in the downtown area, and you go there and vendors come from all over the state, their goods and their vegetables and produce, all locally grown stuff. Some organic, some not, you know, up to you to choose what you prefer. But you think that it could be a mini Eastern Market like that all over. But there isn't. And it takes people to believe in that kind of thing and people to believe that it would fail. But it just seems most of the people who get into the food business, as far as from a storefront business example, they go a more traditional route. Okay, we're going to load the store full of cereal,
right,
and condiments, and let's open up shop.
But that's the easiest for them to sell, because they know that people are buying that already. But if they would just venture out and try something different. Now, you and I have talked about this in the past, kind of off the air and messaging. How much of this could be solved if the people who are preaching, the places of worship, started to integrate the importance of healthy food to help their congregation stay healthy?
Ooh, Carl, that's a really tough question, because typically the African-American church is not the most healthiest place when it comes to food. You think about all the dinners. Well, first, you've got to consider what soul food is. You know, soul food is meats, a lot of times, that are breaded. They're cooked in vegetable oil, and there's corn on the cob, and there's cakes. You know, what
what we term soul food, was in which a lot of African Americans consider good eating, is actually most times not good for you.
Right.
And so, and a church is a haven for soul food. And you look at why this is because of all the different nationalities in the country, we have the largest disconnect with our heritage and our ancestral diet.
Yes.
The Native Americans were able to mobilize and say, hey, we're getting sick because we're eating this, because they knew before the government told us where we could hunt and where we could fish, this is what we were eating.
Right.
It wasn't, but you know, we can't do that. African Americans don't, more times than not, you're not going to see too many African-centered restaurants.
Right.
There are some, but not like you would see Middle Eastern, Western India, Chinese, Mexican. We don't have that kind of connect with our ancestral diet to really, really say, hey, this is what we're doing wrong. Let's stop.
But couldn't we go to the people who want to hear this, the people that are delivering the message, as you said, the African American churches being the center of distribution of information. If someone went to them and said, look, you can still do these kinds of foods, but instead of using vegetable oil, try coconut oil or duck fat or these other options. And instead of using this for the breading, try this. So people can still eat foods that they associate comfort to, but just not killing themselves with it.
Yeah, and it would take a commitment from the leadership and hierarchy of those places of worship. And it can happen because we've seen it happen with the Nation of Islam, which is a segment, a nation of Islam, in which they say, hey, no pork, no this, and those people are committed and they don't consume because that's not a part of what they believe. And so it can happen. You just need the commitment from the hierarchy and leadership of the places of worship.
I see that as being a really important place to start, personally. I mean, I think that if someone was going to launch this mission and say, look, we're going to help people in the inner cities, and let's face it, it's not all African Americans. We have Latinos, we have Caucasian people, we have a lot of people in these cities that all need to hear about this, more so than the average person, because a lot of them probably don't even have health care, even now with affordable health care. They're probably still not being covered anywhere. They're the ones who need this message the most. We have to take a quick commercial break, Con. Hold your thought. I want to pick this up on the other side. In the meantime, check out PrimalImmortality.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with blogger Con Santori Davison. You can visit his blog by going to cond.com. He always has something insightful to write about. Most of the time, the things that he writes about, you'll go, wow, I never thought about it that way. Or, yeah, that happens to me all the time. So check it out. And, of course, his website for his new clothing line is primalimmortality.com. Check that out, too. So what's the – I mean, I know this is going to sound really corny, right? But I grew up I grew up in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. And, you know, I grew up in a three-room apartment. And we were far from, you know, living a comfortable life. My father was a truck driver. And I grew up in a neighborhood where there wasn't a lot of hope put on what the future was. And I feel bad when people don't have hope. And I think that when people become ill, how can you have hope when you're fighting diabetes, when you're fighting high blood pressure, when you're fighting all these things? You can't have hope anymore. And so I kind of feel like the people in the inner city, in the areas that are most economically challenged, they need to get this message more than anybody else, because the truth of the matter is nobody really gives a damn about them, right? And so the politicians care about them when it comes time for votes, but then once the voting season is gone, you see where the politicians are now, living up to the promises that they made about doing things. So are we talking about something that is futile? It's never going to change. It is what it is, and just get used to it?
It's not. It's futile, but you have to make them care. You make them aware, and then you make them care. Because remember, a lot of that same population is with some of your bigger smokers and drinkers there. You know, the cigarette and liquor sales in a lot of those areas are more than a lot of other places. So, you know, you're historically talking about, you know, a section of people who health has always been on the burner. So you have to fight and fight and fight to make them care, then fight again to make them aware, and then even after they care, you still got to reprogram them out the whole fat is good and bread and what's wrong with bread and sugar and high glycemic carb. You still got to reprogram them out of that mind state. Because even that Whole Foods we have newly in the city, I'm willing to bet you, I'd say 7 to 3 people that shop there are vegetarians.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's a, you got to attack it. I look at it, you got to attack it in tiers.
Yeah, you got to turn them into consumers in the first place before they're going to start consuming it. And that takes a lot of more of a re-education, retooling, kind of a retooling mentalities about the diet in the first place.
Yeah, they have to care, you know. And that's the million-dollar question. How do you get through to a section of people that don't care? You know, the ones that care and aren't struggling financially and are happy, you know, those is more getting information to, kind of doing a little reprogramming with the brain. What's that term? Hacking their brain.
Yeah, hacking their brain. Yeah, right.
You know, changing the train of thought. But the ones that don't care, you know. And just to be fair, it covers both ends of the spectrum. Because, Carl, when I was starting my photography business years ago, I was so engulfed in the entrepreneurial spirit for years that all I didn't think about food. All I thought about was business and how to produce more business and marketing strategies, and I was so consumed with that's the last thing I thought about really was health. And I was a vegetarian part that time, but all I ate was chips and pasta and cake.
Right. And were you, how ill were you, or did you get ill at that point in your life?
Yeah, I applied for some new life insurance and had this really poor grade, which equaled a really high rate. And they said, hey, you got high blood pressure, your cholesterol's up, and you're 270 pounds. You know,
right.
You're obese.
Right.
And I'm like, whoa, I'm 270? And I look, yeah, I'm wearing a 42-inch pair of pants. I guess I am big. And that was the first foot to drop. So, okay, that's it. Let's stop. And I started caring more. I made it a priority. I made getting up, going to the gym a priority. You know, I made meal preps a priority. I made making the right decisions. You know, as they say, every time you take spoon or fork to mouth, you are making a decision. Every single time. And that decision is no gray area. It's either going one way or the other.
Do you think the fact that as an entrepreneur, you invested effort and saw rewards, do you think the fact that you understood the relationship between effort and reaching your goals? I mean, I think there's even a shirt on your Primal Immortality website that says something like "Got guts, get goals." Right? Isn't that one of the things?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So, one of my favorite shirts.
So do you think the fact that you had experienced the positive effects of setting goals and reaching them that even empowered you into this idea that, wow, I'm going to change things. With my body, where most people go, this is the hand that I've been dealt, and that's it.
No, yeah, you are 100% right, because you put that same entrepreneurial spirit. You know, I like creating things. And so I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to look at my body the same way I would look as a picture or a poem or a graphic design. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to create. I'm going to break it down and I'm going to create it, you know, and there's nobody and nothing going to tell me that I can't do it, because I'm going to surround myself with the food, the gym memberships, the weight equipment in my basement. I'm not going to spare no expense of letting anything hold me back from crafting this just how I want it. And
right.
So you take that same attitude, and that's the beauty of when somebody starts caring. You know, when somebody, you know, you think of all the bodybuilders or aspiring bodybuilders that have lived off little to no money, and, you know, what they cared about more than anything was being a bodybuilder.
And they built amazing physiques with no, you're right, a lot of bodybuilders are broke. And so, you know what? I never even thought about that. That is such a brilliant observation, because, you know, Elise is doing this whole, you know, eating like a superhuman on a budget, and everybody keeps telling me that you can't do it. Then you look at these bodybuilders who are broke. They're broke because a lot of them, maybe they don't even work often enough because they're so dedicated to their sport, yet they have the ability to find the money to buy, I mean, 5,000 calories a day of beef and chicken and tuna and rice and all this other stuff. That's a great observation. Yeah.
Yeah, they care and they're living, and they're making a conscious choice to live below their means to chase a goal. And so when you, depending on how much you care and depending on where your goals were at, that's how much you sacrifice and that's how much you put into it.
you know, all we're trying to do is get, say, the common man to have 1% of that caring part. Just 1% of that, of willing to sacrifice the time it takes to read a label, you know, or just put back that extra 50 cent or extra dollar you'd be buying a Mountain Dew with. So, you know what? Extra buck, I can buy a pack of grass-fed beef.
Right.
You know, it's just making a decision. And to make a decision, you got to care. And that's all we want people to do. And once you start caring, you make noise. And when you make noise, you start seeing more farmers markets and more organic food and more GMO-free stuff. You start seeing that in your neighborhood because you're making noise. You're making noise that you want it here. And when it gets here, we're going to support it.
Right. That's a great point. You know, that's brilliant. The bodybuilder analogy is absolutely proof that you can eat the way you believe is healthy. You can eat on a budget because a lot of them don't have the money to, I mean, they don't have the money. They just don't. You see that. And and you're right. It's all about priorities, right? So you want the newest iPhone and you're willing to pay $110 a month and $300 up front for the phone. But then you'll complain that you don't want to spend the extra $1.75 a pound for a better cut of meat than what you're buying at the grocery store right now.
Right. But also, and stand in line to get the phone.
Yeah. Right.
When people talk about me, my food prep, and I make usually my food up for 2 weeks at a time, it takes, you know, two couple hours. Like, wow, that's, you know, no, 2 hours is not really that long of a time when you're already at home and all you're doing is just cutting on the oven, you know, weighing food, putting it in there. It's really not that much time. When you think of all the things you do that you lose time on and waste time on, 2 hours to make 2 weeks worth of food is not that much time.
No, it's not at all. And for the value of what you're getting, which is eating healthy food, which, you know, the problem, part of the problem is the term healthy food means nothing today. Because if you ask, if you round up, you know, 100 unhealthy, obese people and say, who here eats healthy? You think any of them are going to not raise their hand? They're following somebody's guidelines and getting there. So the word healthy food is really means nothing any longer, too.
Yeah, well, and two, don't forget, Carl, somebody explained to me, eating healthy and eating not to be obese sometimes are two different things.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know, you can eat a bowl of oatmeal 6 times a day and say that's healthy, but depending on where you're at physically, you may be doing more harm than good.
This is a discussion that we have to keep having. And I know people are probably like, look, you know what? You haven't solved anything yet. No, we haven't solved anything yet because enough people haven't gotten the message. And this is the discussion that has to just keep happening, because those of us who follow ancestral diets and train hard and all that sort of stuff, maybe we're early adopters, maybe we're insightful, maybe we're just different, right? But that doesn't mean that the average person out there can't benefit from some of what we do, and they can pick and choose what they want. But we have to talk about it enough for enough people to go, you know, maybe there's something to this. We have to take some sort of action. Action has to be the next step. But it's not going to happen until everybody's comfortable with the concept.
Yeah, I agree.
Khan, it's been great having you on the show. The website is primalimmortality.com, or check out his blog at khand.com. Thanks a lot for being on the air today, brother.
Hey, thanks for reaching out to me. Always a pleasure, Carl, always.
Talk to you later, Khan. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Brad Schoenfeld to talk about contest prep for the natural bodybuilder. Those of you who want to just look like a natural bodybuilder, pay attention. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
With their super Human News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Shift work linked to heightened risk of type 2 diabetes. Shift work is linked to a heightened risk of developing type 2 diabetes, with the risk seemingly greatest among men and those working rotating shift patterns, indicates an analysis of the available evidence published online in Occupational and Environmental Medicine. The authors retrieved 12 international studies involving more than 226,500 participants. When they pooled all the results together, they calculated that any period of shift work was associated with a 9% increased risk of developing diabetes compared with working normal office hours. This heightened risk rose to 37% for men after further analysis to look at the potential effects of gender, job, shift schedule, body mass index, family history of diabetes, and physical activity levels. Monitoring the rise and fall of the microbiome. Trillions of bacteria live in each person's digestive tract. And to help shed light on the role of these bacteria, a team of researchers from MIT tracked fluctuations in the bacterial populations of two research subjects over a full year. The findings described in the journal Genome Biology suggest that while these populations are fairly stable, they undergo daily fluctuations in response to changes in diet and other factors. For example, an increase in fiber correlated with a boost in the populations of Bifidobacteria, Roseberia, and Eubacteria rectale. The study began in 2009, and for 1 year, the two subjects in the study collected daily stool samples so bacterial populations could be measured. They also used an iPhone app to track lifestyle factors such as diet, sleep, mood, and exercise, generating a huge amount of data. The ultimate goal, researchers say, is to generate data from individual patients that could be analyzed to produce a personalized monitoring system that could detect when someone is heading for trouble and recommend dietary changes that could help. Coming up, more Superhuman News in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Total darkness at night is the key to success of breast cancer therapy. Exposure to light at night, which shuts off nighttime production of the hormone melatonin, renders breast cancer completely resistant to tamoxifen, a widely used breast cancer drug. The Tulane University School of Medicine study, published in the journal Cancer Research, is the first to show that melatonin is vital to the success of tamoxifen in treating breast cancer. Melatonin by itself delayed the formation of tumors and significantly slowed their growth, but tamoxifen caused a dramatic regression of tumors in animals, with either high nighttime levels of melatonin during complete darkness or those receiving melatonin supplementation during dim light at night exposure. These findings have potentially enormous implications for women being treated with tamoxifen and regularly exposed to light at night due to sleep problems, working night shifts, or exposed to light from computer or TV screens. Running reduces risk of death regardless of duration or speed. Running for only a few minutes a day or at slow speeds may significantly reduce a person's risk of death from cardiovascular disease compared to someone who does not run, according to a study published today in the Journal of American College of Cardiology. Exercise is well established as a way to prevent heart disease and is a key component of an overall healthy life. Researchers studied 55,137 adults between the ages of 18 and 100 over a 15-year period to determine whether there is a relationship between running and longevity. Compared with non-runners, the runners had a 30% lower risk of death from all causes and a 45% lower risk of death from heart disease or stroke. Runners, on average, live 3 years longer compared to non-runners. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive. Aggressive strength raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Either you're with those who love freedom, or you're with those who hate innocent life.
Or you're with those who love muscle. That's even better. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Now a guest that always seems to enlighten the audience with his research, Dr. Brad Schoenfeld. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing great, Carl. Great to be back.
Yeah, and this is really important. You know what? I should have called this show something different than I did. This show should have been called How to Lose Body Fat While Maintaining the Most Amount of Muscle, because that ultimately is what everyone wants to do, from the competitive bodybuilder to the average Joe or Jane on the street, when they are trying to, as Brad Schoenfeld likes to say, look good naked.
So look great naked.
Yeah, look
we
great
deal
naked.
Superlative.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's face it. Really, that's, I mean, don't we all just want that at the end of the day? That's really what it's all about. For 99% of the people out there that aren't competitors, that's the takeaway. For those of you who are competitors, we're going to talk about some really, really good information, clear up some misinformation out there today. So first of all, this study you just published, this was a review of the available literature, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And the goal...
And just to give some shout-outs, it was done in conjunction with my good colleagues, Alan Aragon, Eric Helms, and Peter Fitchin. So it was a collaboration, certainly. It wasn't my... I was a co-author on the study.
Okay. So
was the
reason for this to clarify, because there's so much misinformation out there, the first thing that I want to hit you with is this. There are people out there who are trying to pry dollars out of other people's hands, saying that with my protocol, with my diet, with my supplements, you can absolutely build muscle and burn fat simultaneously in equal amounts in opposite directions. In other words, the maximum amount of muscle possible to be put on, the maximum amount of fat to be lost, all at the same time. Do you agree that that's possible?
Not if you're not chemically enhanced, it's not. And even if you are chemically enhanced, you're not going to maximize. So the answer is no. If you want to maximize muscle growth, you need to be in a caloric surplus. There are three conditions that need to be met or that will dictate whether you can actually gain any mass while you're losing fat, and that is the level of experience, how experienced you are as a resistance training trainee, the amount of fat that you are currently at, where your current base is, and also, again, whether you are taking any type of pharmacological enhancement.
And I got to be honest with you. I mean, for a guy who has been on HRT since 2007, and many of the audience know that I have experimented with fairly high doses of androgens, I have never magically gotten leaner and leaner without trying to get leaner and leaner. It's not something that happens magically. That's the big confusion out there, that people think that, oh, if I just take this magic pill or this drug, that I will magically become leaner while I eat as much as I want and put on massive amounts of muscle. It can't happen. Doesn't happen.
Yeah, and that will, of course, then depend upon, and this is, I know, not a segment on drug, on pharmacological enhancement, but I mean, we're not just talking about testosterone, but people take things like T3 and growth hormone and other types of agents.
Like Buterol and everything else, right.
Correct,
exactly.
That would factor into fat burning and while maintaining muscle. So, I mean, there's chemical cocktails that if you're taking ridiculous super physiological dosages, certainly that changes the game. And we're talking, again, this was about natural bodybuilding. We're talking about people who are, at least in the context even of taking, let's say they're on testosterone therapy, they're not taking these ridiculous super physiological dosages.
So what we can agree on is this, that the anabolic effects of resistance training can, in fact, mitigate muscle loss while cutting. Is that accurate?
Well, absolutely, yeah. That, and you can, depending upon how slow you want to lose the body fat, there's going to be other factors that enter into it. You can potentially eke out even a little muscle gain, again, depending on the three factors. Certainly, if you are a newbie, you can gain muscle while you're losing fat, and especially if you're starting out. So if you're starting out at fairly high body fat levels, let's say like 20% or more, while also, as that's for a guy, while also being very inexperienced in resistance training, you can gain a decent amount of muscle while you're losing body fat. There's no question about that. It becomes then when you, let's say you're 5 years into your training program and you're at 14% body fat, that's when basically you're going to have to say, well, you know what, I want to maintain as much muscle as possible while losing the body fat.
Okay, well, that's where I am right now in my life personally. I mean, I've got a substantial amount of muscle on me, and I would just like to get rid of the fat once and for all. So I need to put a foot in one of the boats. And the problem I have is I vacillate. I show up at the gym and I want to, you know, focus on adding muscle, and I want to eat like an animal that day. Then I think, oh, you know what? Maybe I need to diet down. So you really got to put both feet in one of those boats and be done with it, right?
Correct. You need to basically make a decision. Do you want to maximize muscle? Do you want to maximize fat loss? And then you're going to pick your poison there and go from there.
Okay, so from the research that you did, what seems to be the sweet spot? If I say, okay, I'm ready, I want to maximize fat loss and just maintain the muscle I have because at the end I'll look great, where do I start?
Well, the first thing is to be in a caloric deficit. So the article that we wrote was a two-part series, and I was not in the other article. Eric Helms and Alan Aragon were the primary authors of the component paper, which discussed the nutritional aspects, and we can certainly get into that. I'm very well versed in it.
Yeah.
But the primary thing is being in a caloric deficit. So, first of all, thermodynamics is immutable, meaning that calories in versus calories out will dictate whether you're going to gain or lose weight. And if you create a caloric deficit, you will lose weight. Now, losing weight does not dictate where the calories are where the weight is coming from.
Right.
So you can lose a lot of muscle along with that. And that's where the science comes in. It's very easy. Just cut your calories. If you eat all sugar, you can still lose weight, but you're going to also catabolize a lot of your muscle tissue.
Okay,
so
here's one of the $64,000 questions. How do you calculate caloric deficit? Do you go by calories per pound? Is it lean body mass? Or do you want to put somebody on, you know, some sort of a device to assess how much they actually burn in a day?
Well, most people are not going to have access to being able to do that, to being in a metabolic chamber, to really figure out their basal metabolic rate and then adding in their activity. So it's going to be, it really comes down to being a guessing and estimate game. And once you, within a couple of weeks, you should be able to nail, I mean, it's trial and error. Within a couple of weeks, now you don't want to do this. You don't want to say, well, I have a competition in 6 weeks and now I'm going to start, because you're pretty much then going to be subject to whatever you can try to get through. But if you have enough time, basically you do it slowly. That's the first thing. It's important to to not lose weight very rapidly, because that will end up in catabolizing more muscle.
What's a real, what's a realistic time period? I'm going to stop. I'm going to jump in here because I want to get to the bottom of it. What's a realistic time period people should look at?
Well, I mean, you're talking, depends again on where they're starting from. So it, if you're telling me they're starting at, they have 40 pounds to lose.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot more.
You know, then it's going to be very long. So let's say if they're, you know, they're at 15%, you want to get yourself down to 5%. It could be anywhere between, 12 to 16 weeks. Or slightly more. Again, you want to lose about a pound a week, so you can do the math, especially as you start getting lower and lower. The closer you're getting towards your ultimate body fat, your ideal body fat range, your 4, 5, 6%, if that's going to be the lowest you can get, it's going to start coming off much more slowly the closer you're getting to the lowest point.
Now, assuming that somebody's in that 15% body fat range, so we can assess how much is lean body mass, should they be figuring their calories on lean body mass or total body weight?
Yeah, so the general consensus and what I generally prescribe is to do it based on lean body mass. Now, the problem with that is a lot of people aren't going to know their lean body mass. So, I mean, I do things in my lab. I have a BOD pod, which is plethysmography. It's air displacement, where you're, it's basically the same type of theory as underwater weighing, and you can get very accurate measurements of your lean body mass. So if you can do that, it's 2.3 to 3.1 grams per kilogram of lean body mass. Most people don't have access to that, so you can use basically the 1 gram per pound type of thing, 2.2.
But now, you're just talking about protein right now, right?
That's protein,
okay.
Correct.
Okay,
calories per pound.
Hold on. I wanted to, we have to hold that thought. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to come back and I want to talk about calories per pound or kilo. We're talking with Brad Schoenfeld, Dr. Brad Schoenfeld. We're talking about ultimately how to look great naked. That's what this is about. Maintaining the most amount of muscle while losing the most amount of fat. That's what we all strive to do. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your destination for the latest in health information. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy, but as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We have the privilege of having Dr. Brad Schoenfeld on. So many people refer to his work these days. It's very rare that we don't do a show about building muscle or burning fat where someone doesn't invoke the name Dr. Brad Schoenfeld. So here with me now, and I'm going to be jumping around because I'm trying to get to the bottom. I've got the guru here, and I'm trying to get the answers for all of us, including myself. I'm a little selfish. So how do we figure calories per pound, Brad? What do we go for?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly some formulas that can be used. There's a very simple formula that I like to use, which is a factor of 12 to 13 times what your ideal body weight is. So let's say you feel that at 6% body fat, you're going to be 180 pounds.
Right.
You'd multiply that by 12 to 13. It's going to give you, let's say you're a 180 pound guy, that'll be about 2,200 calories.
Gotcha.
And then, like I said, it's trial and error. And then you have to then see, you know, weigh yourself on a weekly basis and see how you're doing. If you're not losing the weight that you want, I recommend 200 calorie increments that you'd subtract off 200 calories from that, and you tweak it. Now, as you start getting lower and lower, you're generally going to have lower and lower body fat. You're going to have to reduce calories somewhat more as well. That's usually the case. But it is a trial and error approach. There's no one can give you the key. I know everyone wants that magical formula, and there's really no such thing because it's very dependent on the individual, as well as activity levels and other factors. So,
Okay, so this gives, and then of course the 1 pound, the 1 gram per pound of body weight still remains a standard for protein intake. How about fat and carbohydrates? There's lots of schools out there, 30% carbs, 30% of your calories coming from carbs. Do you have an opinion on that at all?
Yeah, it's highly variable amongst people now. So, I work with all sorts of high level physique competitors, and the responses are so variant,
yeah.
So, I mean, some people can. I have competitors that I've coached that have been very good doing 3, 4, even up to 500 grams of carbs in their pre-contest cut, and I have others who need to be in the ketogenic range, 100 grams per day. So it just will depend. And so what I recommend doing is that usually you'll need a minimum of 1, or you'll start with a minimum of 1 gram per pound, and then you factor it from there of carbs. So let's say you're a 180 pound guy, you might want to start at 1 and then go up from there or down from there. A lot has to do with how you're feeling during your training.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just feel like crap when they're on low carbs and they don't get good workouts in. Some people, now here's one of the things that to me is, I think there's been a lot of misinformation about it. We talk about the insulin sensitivity issues. And that really is, if you're a hard resistance training person, for the vast majority of, I mean, like 90-plus
right.
percent of people who resistance train, that's just not it's a non-issue, because resistance training itself is highly insulin sensitive,
right.
insulin sensitizing, and that most of the competitors that I've worked with don't have issues with that. So that's extrapolating data from the sedentary, obese population and saying, well, they're insulin sensitive, so they don't respond well to carbs. It's just not a general factor when you're talking the majority of people who are resistance training competitors.
And what about meal frequency? You know, I'm a huge fan of periodic fasting and intermittent fasting, you know, 16, 18-hour fasts. Is this a mistake? Am I throwing a monkey wrench into things? Should I be eating 5-6 times a day? What's the deal?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up. Now, I will tell you from a research perspective, we actually have a paper that's hopefully in the final stages. It's a meta-analysis on meal frequency, which I would hope is going to be published imminently now. And it really shows no effect regardless of how much you eat. Now, the caveat is there's really no studies that have been done on resistance. This is all really with sedentary populations, right, which throws everything out the window from there. What I will say is that if you're looking from an anabolic standpoint, I generally recommend you have at least 3 meals a day because the anabolic effects of a meal last about 5 to 6 hours.
Wow.
Whereas thereafter, you start to lose anabolism, and if you're looking to maintain muscle or certainly increase it, you want to have more frequent feeding. So 3 seems to be a good way to make sure that you stay anabolic throughout the day and then into the evening right before you go to sleep. Now, does that mean that there's not other strategies that can work, and how much of a difference is that going to make? Well, if you're a bodybuilder competitor, that can be a big, that, let's say, small amount might be a big deal. For the average person, if they're losing, if they're not, let's say there's a half a gram or, you know, a couple grams, they lose the muscle, does that really make a difference in how they look? It's probably not going to be practically meaningful. So this is where you have to use your own judgment. And look, the most important thing is adherence and what's going to work for you.
Right.
So if you're the type of person that you like, if you're not going to adhere to a diet because you're eating more frequently and really doing the intermittent fasting is better for you, then by all means, it would be silly to say, well, you're going to lose, you know, a couple grams of muscle protein, so you really need to eat more frequently. It doesn't work.
Before we go into, I want to talk about nutrition just for another couple minutes, and then we're going to go take a break and we're going to talk about training. But talking about nutrition for a second, back in the day, the old bodybuilders believed that fat, eating fat, caused your body not to utilize body fat. You subscribe to that idea?
That eating fat? No.
Yeah.
That's silly. That's silliness. Now, there certainly is differences. First of all, we've hopefully come a real long way.
Yeah.
And that actually, certain types of fat actually seem to have a, or depending obviously on quantities, et cetera, can have a beneficial effect. Namely, your omega-3 fats seem to be insulin sensitizing, and that actually, there's been studies showing that they enhance lean body mass versus fat mass secretion to favor lean body mass. So no, that's silliness. It does come down to calories. Fat is essential within the diet for a healthy functioning body. Then it comes down to how much. And to me, once you've achieved your the essential amounts of fats that you need, then it becomes again more of a intuitive process and seeing how your body responds. Some people respond to a lower carb, and really that has to do with more carbohydrate intake than
right.
the fat intake itself. Some people, like I said, respond more to a higher fat, lower carb diet, and some people vice versa. So there's no rule that I can give.
Would it be fair to say that once you have your protein set up, and you found the sweet spot for your carbohydrates, you just let what is left in your caloric deficit number that you've come up with for calories in to fill the fat, and that's it?
Well, no, I would actually say you have to make sure you're meeting your essential fat needs.
Ah.
So there's a minimum amount of fat, and generally that's about 15% of total, especially when you're getting into the lower realms when you're dieting, at least 15%, if not 20%, would be needed for proper bodily function. I generally like to cap it around 20% there. And then of course that will vary if you have higher calories, if you're taking in more calories, so a bigger guy versus a smaller woman, let's say, would their percentage would be less, or could be less if they wanted to. But let's say 20%, if we're going to just give a ballpark there, then you're going to get your carbohydrate, and then the rest would be fat based upon how you're responding with carbs.
Okay. I want to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're going to talk to Dr. Schoenfeld about training. With this in mind, losing body fat, maintaining, or maybe even gaining a little bit of muscle. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that
It would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
You know, the goal must be to maintain muscle while losing body fat. I have friends who, they brag about how much weight they lost. And in my back of my mind, I'm saying, I know people who have cancer lose a lot of weight. All weight loss is not good. It's only good if you're losing body fat and you're maintaining or even adding a little bit of muscle. So obviously we've talked about the nutritional side of this, but we have to remember that the thing that helps mitigate muscle loss in the face of caloric restriction is the way you train. So is there a magic to the way that you should train when undergoing this type of a protocol?
Well, I'd never like to use the word magic, but certainly there is a evidence-based systematic way that you should approach it.
Damn you, scientists. No, it's okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I had to do that. But yeah, I mean, so what is it? Is it a lot of people will say, no, if you're trying to lose weight, don't stop training hard to failure because your muscles will shrink. Other people say, no, you got to do high rep stuff and be cautious not to overtax the nervous system. Is there a truth to either of those?
Well, it's not true that you need to just train with very light weights and don't train hard. There is truth to the fact that you are more susceptible towards overtraining when you're in a caloric deficit, and thus that needs to be taken into account. So, and that's one of the things when we set out to write this paper, it certainly was to set the record straight with evidence-based recommendations, because there's so much, as to quote a famous phrase, bro science out there.
Yeah, right.
Really, that's what it's been based upon largely, is that some guy in the gym tells another guy in the gym that this is what he did when he was competing, and that he did 40 reps per set with real light weight to burn in the cuts in the center of his chest without doing anything, so he's not overtaxing himself, and that becomes the lore, and that is really, that is not based in any science. That's and it's counterproductive if you're looking to maintain your maximal amount of muscle.
So should it be, obviously it's just the way nutrition is unique to the individual and the individual metabolism and everything else that takes into account activity levels, rest, work, and everything else. Is the same true of the training? Should you train as hard as you can, taking into consideration that you don't want to go overboard, so you should back off a little bit?
Well, the first part of what you said is just so spot on, is that there is no universal program for everyone, that people respond differently, and that we can only provide general recommendations. You always need to take these in the context of your own body, and that's why you have good trainers. If it was, we wouldn't need any trainers if you could just say, okay, this is the cookie cutter prescription, everyone follows it, and they'll all get the same results. There's a lot of intuitiveness involved here. Obviously, there are things like the amount of rest that you get, things like how much stress you're getting in your everyday life is also going to enter into stuff like this. So there's a lot of other stuff going on that I can only give, again, more generalizations about what to do. But what I will say is that at least some of the training still needs to be hard, that you do have to be a little more intuitive and a little more careful about training to failure, the frequency of training to failure. That should be mitigated to some extent, but you still certainly, in my humble opinion, should continue. At least some of the sets should be at or close to failure, and they need to be, because if you're not training hard, you're ultimately not going to maintain or even potentially even gain a little bit. So your goal really should be to potentially or would hopefully gain a small amount of muscle. Now, that's not always going to be the case. And like I said, if you're a very experienced lifter, you probably are going to be doing well just by not losing
right.
muscle. And even in, that might even be hard. There was a case study done by one of the co-authors of this paper that we wrote, where they actually looked for a six-month period at a bodybuilder who ended up winning his class, and he ended up losing about 6 kilos over 6 months of muscle. Now, he lost a ton of fat along with that, but they were really manipulating his diet and his keeping his protein high, and he still lost a good deal of muscle because of where he was. He was very well trained, and he ended up winning his class in natural bodybuilding, but still ended up losing quite a bit of muscle.
Is there rep ranges that we should look to when we're trying to mitigate muscle loss during a caloric restriction?
Well, and one of the things that's a really good topic to bring up, that really that should not change too much of an extent, that now lifting very heavy for some people certainly that is a tax on the neuromuscular system, and you might want to, for a lot of people at least, not do as much if they're used to lifting like in the 3 to 5 range. I'm not saying don't do it at all, but somewhat limit that or do a little less of that. So you want to focus generally more in your hypertrophy type range, your 6 to 12 rep range, but doing lower reps is still important in maintaining strength and for some, to some extent, possibly even from a fiber recruitment and maximizing fiber development standpoint, although there's really not hard research on that. And perhaps we can set up another interview at a future point, but I have some really compelling evidence that also doing some high rep work over 20 reps is beneficial as well, and including that, when I'm saying doing high reps, doing that to at high levels of effort also might have additional benefits for type 1 fiber hypertrophy.
So
training through a spectrum of rep ranges is important.
Okay, you talk about hitting muscle groups 2 times a week or more. Could a whole body routine be the ideal way to train when you're looking to lose body fat?
It's an approach. If you're saying, could it? Yes. Is that the be-all, end-all? No. So there's more than one way, and there's nothing in the literature, no research that would point to doing that one is necessarily better than another. My general approach, and we couldn't really get into this in the paper because there's just not enough research there.
Right.
A lot of it has to be anecdotal, but is that volume needs to be periodized, and that includes frequency. To me, frequency is a tool to get more volume. More frequency, if you're going to train hard within a given session, you can only go for so long. Let's say taking 90 seconds, 2 minutes in between sets and really pushing your body, especially when you're in a caloric deficit, really the way you end up getting more volume, or the optimal way, in my opinion, is to increase the frequency so that you're training more frequently and thus you can have greater volumes per week. The problem is that very high frequency and very high volumes over time can induce overtraining. So I like to periodize where the frequency of training does go up over time, let's say within a given cycle of training, if we're talking in periodization, let's say over a 12-week period, where you go from, let's say, 3 or 4 days a week to 5, and then maybe even up to 6 days a week on a month-to-month basis, so that you ultimately end up training more frequently, and thus you can supercompensate for a given competition if your goal is to look good or look your best at a given point.
We're going to take a break, but should we plug the lookgreatnaked.com website, or do you have anything else you want to plug, any upcoming events or anything like that?
Well, my website always is a real good thing to plug. So, yeah, lookgreatnaked.com. I have a very active blog there. I also will be doing some seminars coming up. I have one in Montreal in September, but I do post that on my website. So, but, yeah, I post a lot of free content, including my blog from there.
And you know what's funny? I just went to the website, and there's a statement here, and it really is the truth. And you've got to be proud. Nobody knows more about building muscle than Dr. Brad Schoenfeld. That really is the truth. I mean, there isn't an interview that I do about muscle building where someone doesn't invoke your name about something that some paper that you published. It's amazing.
That's really nice to hear. That's, to me, what it's all about, is making an imprint. So really, muscle building is my life. So that's very nice to hear.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Brad Schoenfeld. We're going to talk a little bit about cardio when we come back. Stay tuned.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Brad Schoenfeld, really about looking great naked. And if you're a drug-free bodybuilder, how to get up on stage and maybe win your class. So, I've heard it said that cardio is not a good way to affect caloric intake, which I do believe. I think cardio has other benefits, but if you're looking for a caloric deficit, just eat less. But where does cardio fit into all this?
Well, that's very well said, is that cardio, to me, should be an adjunct at best, that really what you should be trying to do is to optimize your diet to maximize fat loss. Now, that said, cardio can be an adjunct and can help to maximize the effect, if you will, of getting yourself down to the leanest levels. But it should be, really that should not be your primary focus. If you need to really do a lot of cardio to get down to that level, then you're going to be losing muscle. And the reason is there's an interference effect. So first of all, it takes a lot of cardio to really have much of an effect, but The other problem is that there becomes this chronic interference when you do a lot of cardio, and a lot is dependent on the person. If you're, I know the question always comes up, well, how much is too much? And that really is very specific to the individual and will depend on a lot of factors. But at some point, regardless, there is a, will have a negative effect and you will cannibalize the muscle tissue. So the goal should be, again, to get, to train, to lift hard and lift smart, and to have a tight diet, and then fill in with some cardio sessions, and we can discuss some of the ways that that can be done.
Well, how can that be done? I'm thinking just walking is adequate. Go back to the old school. That's the less taxing on the nervous system. Just walk.
Well, walk. The problem with walking, you've got to do a hell of a lot of walking to do to have any real, you know, effects on fat loss, on generating.
Yeah, but if you're dialed in on your diet, as we said, and you're not using cardio as a calorie burner per se, but instead the extrinsic value or the real intrinsic value of cardio, which is cardiovascular conditioning, getting the heart to increase volume throughput, which can translate to better training in the gym. I mean, isn't walking adequate, or are you're a hard believer of like sprinting is better than walking?
Well, I'm not when you say believer, I think both can be viable alternatives. Okay. That certainly you can use like a HIIT, high intensity interval training, to accomplish your goals, or you can do steady state exercise as well. The goal should be, again, to do it minimally, so that's number one. Now, if you're going to do HIIT, here's what I'll say, is that it's been shown that running tends to have greater interference than cycling and elliptical, if you will, so that you should avoid, if you're going to do HIIT, my general recommendation is to do HIIT on either a cycling or elliptical type of device. And as far as your steady state cardio, again, you really should not be doing tons of it, or you're going to be catabolize muscle. So a couple of the things that really are beneficial is, if you can, separating them from the days that you're working out, or else doing them, let's say, later, one in the morning, one in the evening. That can help to reduce the interference effect. If you're doing them in the same session, that seems to have a greater negative effect.
Mm-hmm.
There is, I know a lot of people do the fasted cardio. There is really no, at least to this point, there is no evidence that that has any beneficial effect on optimizing fat burning. Now,
right.
Here's also what I will say, is that these studies, there's been really no controlled studies until now, because I'm in the final stages of carrying out a study that is looking at this very topic, so I will have data to show, but the other side of the coin is I'm not doing it on high-level bodybuilders, so the generalizability of that is still somewhat limited. So, again, I will say that if you're doing it fasted, there could, seems to be at least logically a greater potential for overtraining again, because your body is just, you're in a depleted state already, and it just doesn't seem wise, but those are things that ultimately individually you have to make that determination.
Now, something I didn't see mentioned, and maybe I missed it, but there was no mention about water consumption. Do you have any opinions on water consumption? I know I was surprised to learn that Lane Norton drinks all the water he drinks all the way up to competition. He gets on stage just ripped. Do you have any opinions of water consumption?
Yeah, I mean, I do not believe that you need to really restrict water like a lot of people do. Now, look, a lot of the pros, they're using diuretics and other type of agents that are going to, so all bets are off when you start getting into that type of stuff. But from a natural perspective, and I've experimented both on with my own situation, I've competed multiple times, as well as with other competitors that I've coached, and I've not really found that depleting water has any, make someone come in tighter. And I've done this in a controlled fashion on the same person, where we've gone from different competitions of controlling water, and generally speaking, that the person, look, is there going to be any real harm to cutting out water? Usually it's like the Friday before a Saturday show, or just sipping, when you say cutting it out, just having minimal water. I mean, generally no one's going to dehydrate to the point that it's going to have really adverse effects in that respect, but it just doesn't seem to confer much of an advantage either, if any.
Now, what you've learned in this most recent review of the literature, how has that affected, or how will that affect You've got a couple really, really good books out there that talk about building muscle, burning fat, and so on. Have you been proven accurate with this research, or do you have to go back and change things now?
Well, not really, in the sense that, part of this, Carl, this has been my life for the past dozen years. So, I mean, I've been keeping up with everything I do is constantly evolving. And what I did 3 years ago is not what I'm doing now. So if you're asking, are there things I would change about my book, Max Muscle Plan? Well, yeah, that actually, the book was written now 4 years ago, because it was published, I think, 3 years ago. So one of the things is the big thing that I will change when the time comes is the nutrient timing section, which I've been, as you know, I think we've talked about this on air,
yeah,
that my opinion has changed very drastically in terms of that. And not, again, that there's anything necessarily wrong with it, but not that it's going to hurt, but that the real need for it is much less, if at all, than we thought. So I had emphasized this a lot in my book, and I certainly would hasten that. But the overall scope of things that I've been certainly, there's nothing that surprised me here, because it's stuff that I've lived on a daily basis. So in our review, it was kind of coming up with what is most the most recent recommendations, more for the general public.
Yeah. The website is lookgreatnaked.com. You can go there and you can find lots of great stuff. The B&B Connection looks like it's a video blog between you and Brett Contreras. Is that correct?
That's not a blog. That's a webcast that we do.
Yeah.
So that's on my YouTube channel. It's on Brett's as well.
Okay.
We do a generally, hopefully monthly, we try at least. And that the newest one, we talk about some of our recent collaborative efforts. So
yeah,
it's always good stuff, very scientifically based, as we do here, very scientifically based conversation.
And you know what? Dr. Schoenfeld consults some of the top physique athletes in the world. And who better to learn how to look amazing than somebody who does it for professionals that get up on stage and compete? You don't have to be a bodybuilder to learn something at lookgreatnaked.com. You just have to want to look great naked, and who doesn't want to? I know I sure do. Brad, it's always great having you on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Carl, and always looking forward to coming back.
And
so
we will have, yeah, we will have you back for sure. I'll have Ginny reach out to you and keep abreast of the research that you're getting ready to publish, okay?
Cool.
Thank you very much. Go to lookgreatnaked.com today to learn more about Dr. Brad Schoenfeld. Also, check out blogger Con Santori Davison's websites, cond.com, where his blog is, or primalimmortality.com for his clothing line. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.